This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and tech. I mean, just being part of the whole thing. It's got to be tough to keep up. There's a lot going on in the news. I try to keep up to it all. And some of it is boring, frankly. Some of it I look at and go, okay, well, we already knew that. My listeners already know that. I mean, there are things going on in the news on a daily basis that you almost could see happening for months now, right? I mean, you really have to be kind of brain dead not to see some of this stuff coming. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. I think, you know, again, I said that if you're not on an email list, get on it. So there were some issues with it. We fixed it up. We cleaned it up. We did whatever. And it went out. I think it went out last night, first thing in the morning. And the new store is up on there. You know, I know I make everything hard, don't I? There's two stores. There's one basic store at our website. And then there's another store you can click on and go to. And you can get the caps and you can get the shirts and all kinds of fun stuff there as well. And I appreciate it. Any help you can give us is appreciated. We have the Patreon button that's also on the website helps support the show. For a cup of coffee or a lunch once a month, just give it up and give it to me, and it'll make me very happy. I'll smile a lot, maybe even buy some new shirts. Anyway, National Guardsmen. This is only in California, right? I mean, seriously. Hopefully nobody caught me on this one, but I don't believe they would. National Guardsmen refuses to guard the nation. Think about this. A team leader in California's 49th Military Police Brigade has publicly decried the Trump administration's plan to send National Guard troops to curb border crossings. Says he would refuse to guard the nation. I mean, think about it. Right? He won't go down and guard our borders because he doesn't agree with the policy. So what happens? See, this is a guy that needs to be drummed out of the military at this point in time. Because what happens if he gets out there? He's out in anywhere fighting for us, and he decides he doesn't like the order the leader gives, the colonel gives, whatever. He doesn't like the what President Trump wants us to do in certain areas. Maybe he didn't want to kill Osama bin Laden. I mean, really, is this the guy we want in the military? I'm not joking. And then he doesn't want to secure the nation. He joins the National Guard. He says, "When I joined the National Guard, I didn't raise my hand and swear to guard the nation." Really? What did you swear to do? You have a commander-in-chief. You took an oath to follow orders. If you don't get to make it up as you go. You don't get to pick and choose which ones you're going to follow. You know, unless your commander-in-chief is asking you to take innocent life, right? Wipe out people, shoot them all down at the border. Don't tell them to stop. Just start shooting them down, let them pile up. That would be wrong. That would be an order that you wouldn't follow. If he asked you to gas 7 million Jews, I would hope that wouldn't be an order you would follow. To protect American citizens? Yeah. He said, "I'm not a tool of the patriarchy and refuse to assist in stopping illegal immigration because no human is illegal." Needs to go. That guy needs to be pushed out. That guy needs to be put on leave. When asked if he was planning to disobey the orders of the president, Farrell said, last I checked, this would be disobeying Putin's orders because the election was rigged by Russia. When does he leave? When does this guy lose his job? Right? And this is, look, there's a lot of people feel this way about President Trump. We already know this, right? Now, this shouldn't surprise anybody. He's a student at Berkeley. Right? He's on the GI Bill. So he's taking money from the government. He claims that the plan to send his brigade to the border on a 29-day rotation violates the contract he signed when he enlisted in the Army 12 years ago. But, see, these boneheads, they don't read anything. Come on, think about it. They don't read anything. Because that contract also says they can be called into active duty at any time. And not for every other weekend. He said the only contracts that that Trump would know about are the ones he has paid the poor porn stars he pays to have sex with. You know, when you see these things, right? When you read about these things, does anybody else but me? Anybody else but me get upset by them? And when I say that, I don't mean like out of your mind upset. I mean, this is not the first time that we've heard these kind of stories where soldiers don't want to do what they're told to do. They don't agree with any kind of politically, and not just with the president, but with what America is doing what the U.S. is doing in other countries. Then what are you doing in the military? I mean, did you get in to get a free ride? Did you get in just so they would pay for your school, pay for your college, pay for whatever? I'm just trying to understand. Because you know when you go into the military, God bless you for going in, they can send you anywhere to do anything, whether it's policing activity. But you know that. To say it's not in the contract, you haven't read the contract. So to say something like that, it's just wrong. And again, this is one of tens, 20, 30 stories that we've done along those lines. And I'm sure there's hundreds more. Speaking of craziness, has anybody seen Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson in Philly? You know, the City of Brotherly Love, that one? I only asked because there was an issue with Starbucks. And maybe he doesn't want to get Starbucks upset. They might be one of the sponsors for a show. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I promise. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
This is The Real Side of Gigi and Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give us a holler. Listen, when you call, though, yeah, we have a screen there, but it's not, it's, you know, it's to make sure you're not out of your mind. But anyway, try to stay on topic. I mean, I know that's kind of an open mic thing, and I don't care what you want to talk about. I'm good with that. But, you know, if I'm deep into a story, don't call and want to talk about, you know, we haven't talked about Syria, so don't call and tell me you want to talk about Syria, because I don't want to talk about it right now. We'll get back to it. It's still there. It ain't going anywhere. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take a poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been taught to be afraid of or hate or what have you, you don't have to. You really don't. Anyway, we'll get on something else I want to get on here. The Barbara Bush. You know, people are just sad. Okay, on the left, if you said anything nasty about Barbara Bush, there is something mentally wrong with you. It's really that simple. Okay, here's a loving woman. She's done nothing but take care of people all her life. And the left has said some nasty stuff about her. But I don't even want to, I'm not even going to delve into that. I mean, I really just pulled up the story to talk about it, just to say, look, I've heard these kind of things before. I don't know exactly what it means. I'm not going to tell you she's dead in 5 days. That's not what I'm here to say. But, you know, prayers to the family. Seriously. I don't know if she has a Facebook page. I don't know if she has a way to contact or send her anything. But seriously, the woman's 92 years old. She's tired of fighting all this medical stuff. And, you know, our prayers and hearts go out to the family because, I don't know, it could be a month. It could be 5 months, it could be a year, it could be a week. We don't know. So anyhow, speaking of kind acts, kind people, where's Sharpton and Jackson when you need them? I mean, I really thought, you guys heard what went down at Starbucks in Philadelphia, and I would have thought by now that they would have been down there protesting the inhumanity, the injustice of the two black men that were arrested for really no reason. Now, protesters in Pennsylvania marched to various Starbucks locations in Philadelphia, started on Monday. They want to continue the protest of the controversial arrest of two black men at one of the chain's local stores last week. A couple of the activists held a sit-in in Starbucks, right? On the 18th, it's one of the major crossroads. You don't need to know where it is. The location of the arrests were called reprehensible by the company CEO Kevin Johnson and needless and unfortunate outcome by the Philadelphia mayor, Jim Kenney. Now, two black men whose names have not been released were arrested at the store on Thursday after the shop manager, who reportedly has since left the company, called 911 to report the two for trespassing. The two men reportedly sitting inside the store while waiting to meet someone, but had not purchased anything and refused to leave. Now, here's the thing. I've seen people sitting in Starbucks with a laptop and no coffee forever. I've gone to meetings, you know, we haven't gone lately because I try to avoid it at every cost. But I can remember sitting in these places and just watching these kids and other people sitting there pounding away on their laptops, making phone calls with no coffee on them, with them at the table. Maybe they already had it, but seriously, a coffee and a whatever else they sell there. How many hours is that good for? I realize it's free Wi-Fi and everybody's happy about that. At least six... Now, check this out. The two guys sitting there, they were asked to leave by the manager. They wouldn't leave. So the guy dials 911. Six Philadelphia policemen showed up. They were asked to leave. They still wouldn't leave, so they were arrested. Now, part of that, I'm not trying to be mean here. Get up and leave. You wonder how this violence starts? Get up and leave. You're not making a stand in the heat of the moment like that. Right? You get names, you get witnesses, you get video, whatever you need to get, and you sue the crud out of Starbucks. It's not too hard to figure out, right? Now they're protesting some of the search, but where's... This was the wrong thing. I'm sorry, guys. Some of you may not agree, but this is the wrong... You don't have to have them arrested. I mean, if they truly were waiting for... Unless they were doing obnoxious, nasty, terrible stuff, they were making paying customers stand up. That's different. But it didn't sound like, from what I've read, there was no violence. There wasn't anything going on ahead of time. But I would love to know where Jackson and Sharpton were during all this. So Mayor Kenney said that he was pleased that they traveled to the city to discuss what happened and were very contrite. The Democrat mayor said that they're going to make sure this doesn't happen again. Johnson said he appreciated the transparency and the spirit by which Starbucks and the city of Philadelphia are working together. Starbucks spokesperson told NBC News that two men who were arrested have agreed to a meeting, which the CEO said was an opportunity to listen to them with compassion and empathy. This is hilarious. Do we have any stories from Chick-fil-A throwing out two black guys that just want to sit and warm up? or wait for something. I didn't think so. But they're nasty people. Terrible, terrible. Disgusting people. I don't know if you guys heard about the story out of the New York Times about there was an article written about how nasty Chick-fil-A was and they were infiltrating the city. That's right. I love that term. Infiltrating the city. Like it's an underground event that nobody knows about. You know what I'm saying? I just get the biggest kick out of this stuff. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. When we get back, I'm going to hit that story about how Chick-fil-A, not people in New York, a specific writer in New York, right, has decided that Chick-fil-A is infiltrating their city. And we can't have any of that. Also, for some of you guys, so this will send some of you guys right into orbit. For some of you guys, you're going to love this one. Pastors and a rabbi bless a late-term abortion clinic. They declare it a holy space. Well, most cemeteries are a holy space. And it's filled with death, which is all an abortion center is. It's simply filled with death, right? I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's unnerving. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, give me your email address. We send out an email once a week. That's all. Ain't that hard. You can ignore it. You can dump it. You can trash it. I don't care. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Hopefully you will, too. Heat up your coffee. Get yourself a drink. Not a real drink. I don't promote anything. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
That you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved. That's the big part of it. The big part of it is being involved. Because you can't make any changes if you're not out there trying to make changes. And don't leave it up to me. No, seriously, don't leave it up to me. You guys need to be doing it. It needs to be done at the street level. It needs to be done with your neighbors. It needs to be done with the people around you, the people that you work with, people you go to church with, synagogue or no gog, whatever. Seriously. And somebody asked me to, and I'll do it quickly, talk about the massive egg recall. Yeah, you know, it's always amazing to me how they can even track this stuff. But there is a massive recall in parts of the U.S. The egg recall includes eggs that come from the Rose Acre Farms of Seymour, Indiana. It covers, wow, oh my God, is that the right number? 206,749,248 eggs? Really?
Got it down to the egg, don't they?
Wow, how do they know that? It's just amazing. Anyway, it's been infected by salmonella. Yeah, okay. Anyway, the egg specifically came from the company's farm in Hyde County, North Carolina. And the states you need to watch out for, Colorado, Florida, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. The products in the egg recall include those that were sold at retail as well as those that are sent directly to restaurants. And I'm sure the restaurants are already all over this. Walmart was one of the big retailers that sold them. And, wow, there's a whole bunch of, I ain't reading all these. There's a whole bunch of here. Anyway, there you go.
Just the states.
Huh?
Just the states.
States were good enough. So if you're in those states, don't eat eggs for a month. You'll be fine. or go buy a chicken. We have chickens. They're pretty lazy up until recently, but we have chickens. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate you guys, you know, being with us, hanging out. Talking about this stuff. Lots of stuff, too. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah, the creepy one. So apparently Chick-fil-A is being slammed by the New Yorker. right? Because it's infiltrating New York, right? I mean, infiltrating. What is this, like a communist underground? New Yorkers have discovered that their city has four Chick-fil-A restaurants now, including one is the world's largest. Word got out last week in a New Yorker magazine article titled Chick-fil-A and its Creepy Infiltration of New York City. Now, the author, Dan Poppenbring, described as being from Brooklyn. He says, Chick-fil-A's arrival in New York City feels like an infiltration, in no small part because of its pervasive Christian traditionalism. So does he suppose, and maybe New York is the city of heathens. I don't think so. I know a lot of good Christian people that live in New York. Right? So is he suggesting that Christian traditionalism is bad? It's nasty? It's terrible? We shouldn't have it? I'm trying to figure this out. He says the air smelled fried, he reported about his arrival at the chain's Fulton Street location. Well, of course, they have fried food there, you moron. What do you want it to smell like? Baked goods? You know, you go to a restaurant. I grew up in the north end of Boston. Okay? And I mean, I grew up in the days where the bakeries, you know, the doors open. You could smell stuff baking in there. You could, seriously, you could smell the bread. You could smell the donuts. You could smell the pizza in the afternoon. You knew which restaurant. You knew which bakery. That's right. You could get pizza at a bakery. Anyway, you knew which bakery had just finished cooking pizza. Right? So, anyway, what did he expect it to smell like? He then recounts how one of the Manhattan locations boasts of selling one sandwich every 6 seconds and reports that the company plans to open as many as a dozen more storefronts in the city. Oh, my God. The outrage. Then comes the discussion of what he describes as the company's pervasive Christian traditionalism. Pipenbring? Come on. Mentions that Chick-fil-A. Remember what I used to call that? For years, I called it the Chick-fil-A.
Chick-a-flicka.
I couldn't get it out of my mouth. Dan Cathy has been accused of anti-gay bigotry and that the headquarters in Atlanta is adorned with Bible verses. Oh, my God. This is getting worse by the moment. I may have to crawl up and find a safe space. We don't have any in this studio. I may have to find a safe space to go hide in for a while until I get my wits back about me. You think if they have all those recordings now of Bible, Bible on whatever tape, whatever. You know, maybe we should do like we did in the old days. We should, I could deprogram myself by running it backwards. What do you think? You know, I hear the Bible in reverse, something kind of thing. You know, he says, Dan Cathy has been accused of anti-gay bigotry and that headquarters in Atlanta is adorned with Bible verses. And a statue of Jesus washing a disciple's feet. My God. I mean, I can't. What? Maybe we should put, Miley Cyrus up there naked on the wrecking ball. Maybe that would make him happier, right? Maybe we should take some of those lyrics that 50 Cent used to have. Is that not 50 Cent? Yeah, I think that's who it was. Oh, he had nasty lyrics about what he wanted to do to his mother and other things. It's disgusting. Maybe that's more what they want, right? Maybe, is this guy speaking for all of New York? Because, I get pretty... If it wasn't early, I could get pretty nasty too. It seems like as long as you're in the nastiness, then they're accepting of you because it's just art. He then slams the company Eat Mo Chicken promotions, calling them one of the most popular, most morbid advertising campaigns in fast food history. Why has he done the study? Where's his numbers? Who did he ask? Where did he get his information? I'd like to see the data stream. See, these guys throw this stuff out, and you know what the funny thing about it is? You buy the paper. You buy the magazine. So they think it's okay. I would bombard New Yorker management about how bad this is. Some Twitter users were not impressed with it. I can only imagine. This is good. Going to be funny when the New Yorker employees start sneaking in their delicious food. That's what I would do. Oh, what a great idea. You know what I would do the next day? I would run around and give everybody, if I own Chick-fil-A or one of the franchises, I would run around and say, look at New Yorker, free food for anybody who wants it from there. You come in, you sit here, you can eat it. Oh, we'll deliver it. How's that? We'll deliver it in a nice big truck. It says Chick-fil-A across the top of the truck. God. Larry Taylor says, going to be funny when the New Yorker employees start sneaking their delicious food. Wonder if they'll be fired. They should do an article on why Chick-fil-A is rated at the top of the food quality and customer service. You know, I don't go there often. If I go there twice a month, that's a lot. But I got to tell you something. I don't care who they are. They always treat you with respect. Right? I mean, the way they talk to you, and it's just a great place to go. I don't have to ask them seven times what they said because they're speaking so fast. Right? It's a great place to be. Anyway, this is Bigotry, another commented. The New Yorker should never use the word infiltration to describe newcomers of any other religion. Right? Michael David Smith said, I've never eaten Chick-fil-A in my life. I disagree with the anti-gay marriage stance the company's owners, but this is bigotry. The New Yorker would never use the word infiltration to describe newcomers of any other religion. Yeah, sorry, I read it twice. The New Yorker staring at Chick-fil-A's cow. I love that. Eat more cows. I mean, eat more chicken. No, what does he say? Eat more chicken, right? Because they're cows. That's right. I see those signs. That's hilarious. Shows you how much I pay attention to them, right? I mean, these guys are great. It's worth asking why Americans fell in love with an ad which one farm animal begs us to kill another in its place. This is what he writes. This guy, he's got way too much time on his hands. Matter of fact, he's probably an LSD user. You know why I say that? Because if he really sees that these cows are talking, he may have a problem. He may be one of those guys we want to go into his house, take his guns away from him. He may not have guns. He might have knives. Take the knives away from him. You just never know. And if he's up way up at a high rise, maybe we shouldn't let him near the windows because, you know, seriously. So most restaurants take pains to distance themselves from the brutalities of slaughterhouse. Really? So when you go to a steakhouse, you don't have the two IQ pieces you need to figure out that that thing sitting on your plate that tastes great that you're chewing on came from a slaughterhouse? You can't figure that out? Maybe you shouldn't be writing for the New Yorker. Maybe the New Yorker's gone that far downhill. I don't know. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. That's right. Pastors and a rabbi calling an abortion clinic a holy place. As I say, so are cemeteries. We'll be back in a minute.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Yeah, keep your cards and letters. Oh, you can't get away with that one today, can you? I'm Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. This is the real side on GCN Live. And we are like horse manure on a ranch. You can pretty much find us anywhere. Red State Radio. You find us up online if you're and we've got two great applications. One for Apple, one for Android, and not your normal look. Guys like me drive myself crazy to try to make this stuff work the way I want it to work, so that you won't have any aggravation with it. So when it came to the applications or the apps, I went out of my way to make sure. Look, I didn't want the regular apps that you see with some of these other guys have. You know, it comes up and it goes, "Oh, yeah, okay, he's on there. Click the button, you can listen." Our apps are tailored around the things you want to do. You can see the live chat room in the app. You can listen to the show in the app. You can watch the show in the app. If you want to send me an email from the app, you can do that as well. You can also even call me from the app, which is just amazing. Call from the app, email, whatever, and comment from the app. So it's well-rounded. You get stories that are up on the website. You can, there's a lot you can do. But again, my pet peeve is, I don't really want you using the app. I want to be on the airwaves in your area. So if you're listening to the show and you've told others to listen to the show, call the radio station. Say, hey, why aren't you carrying the real side? What's wrong with you people? That's how it starts. And then let me know the stations you called. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and we will reach out to those stations. We will try to pull them in. And I think we've gotten four or five stations this year with the way with you guys making phone calls. So anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, I'm going to finish up the Chick-fil-A story, which is great because you've got, see, this is, you know that Trump derangement syndrome that I now believe is real? I could do it easy. I could, if I go into some of these chat, these, what are they called? Not on Facebook, they're not chat rooms, they're pages, posts, whatever, feeds, whatever. I go in there and just say, I love Trump. I'm watching. They're like piranha with a new piece of fresh meat. They'll even eat up each other for not actually saying it the right way or putting me down the right way or whatever. But I love it. I just it just shows. Here you've got somebody, they hate Chick-fil-A because the owner's a Christian with Christian traditional values. Last I checked, he didn't come over. See, unlike Obamacare and unlike some of these other religions that force you to eat or not eat certain foods, I have never seen the owners of Chick-fil-A or a manager of a Chick-fil-A restaurant or a waitress at a Chick, waiter, waitress, whatever they call server at a Chick-fil-A restaurant come over to your table, pound their fist, and say, oh my God, I can't believe you put that in your mouth before praying. Nobody's ever done that. Right? I mean, they don't force you to read the scripture before you can open a package up. There isn't scripture all over the wall there. They don't force it down your throat. Right? And what other restaurants, you peoples, how often have you seen McDonald's, Burger King, Carl's Jr., Jack in the Box, send me the stories, after story after story, when there's been a catastrophe, when there's been, you know, people snowed at whatever, stuck somewhere, where they've opened up their restaurants in off hours, or they've opened up their restaurants that are cooking like crazy and gave away food to people because they were stranded or what have you. You won't find it. It doesn't exist. So those nasty people hating Christians who own Chick-fil-A are known for giving. And they don't say to you when you walk in, I'm sorry, you must be hungry. Are you gay? You must be hungry. Are you a lesbian? There's no questions asked. You're a human being. Christians are called to love others, not love others based on their sexual orientation. See, it's really funny. You guys will get all caught up on the, you know, loving everybody and doing, right? You have labels. We don't do labels. We don't have a, God wants us to love everybody as long as you're not gay, as long as you're not a lesbian, as long as you're not a transgender, cross. We don't do that. We love all humans. We love everyone. May not love the things you do. We may not agree with the things you do. But I love going down this road. By the logic of the left, most of you hate your children, as do I. Because I didn't agree with everything they did, and I told them so. And even as adults, I tell them when I don't agree. I don't force it on them. They'll ask me. But since I don't agree with them, since I don't approve of a lifestyle or something that I might be doing, that must mean I hate them, or I'm phobic of them, maybe. I don't know. I just think it's hilarious. And to show you how confused they are, Xander Gibb is an openly gay talk show host, and he's on Fridays with us. And they'll make comment that I have my token gay guy on, whatever the heck that means. Right? But I'm intolerant, and I'm a hater, and all this other stuff. And they'll make fun of me. And then when Xander says something against the gay community, and not mean-spirited, just that he doesn't agree with something they're doing, they call him homophobic. They basically say he's afraid of himself. That he's feeling guilty about who he is and what he is and the lifestyle he has. And you go, my God, you guys can never just agree with anything that's kind of off, ever. And I think I have, my reasoning might be off, but I think it's because the minute you tag something as right or wrong, the minute you decide to take a stand on something as being right or wrong, then you become accountable. And we don't want to do that. I do stuff wrong. How do you fix it? You write it. You do what you can to make it better. Right? Do you know when you're doing it, it's wrong? Of course you do. Come on. When you get caught for speeding, There's no way in God's creation you're doing 78 miles an hour and you're going to sit there and say, I didn't know. If you didn't know, it's the first time you've driven that car. You don't know the feel of that car. We all know how our cars feel and how they're moving and stuff. So don't give me that stuff. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. So, yeah. You know, this is the fear that many have when you talk about these people that think that they're smarter than you when it comes to spiritual things. They're smarter than you when it comes to just worldly things, right? And that's what's happened here. You have this elitist out of New York who thinks he's smarter than Christians, who think that Christian establishments make him feel bad. Wow. We should get out of the radio business. Did you read this? The average Chick-fil-A restaurant brings up over $4 million a year in annual salary, in the annual sales. And you get to eat for free. I mean, how does it get any better than that? I would. You could stop me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. What was it? Oh, the pastors. Yeah, I got to do that one. Although that won't send me in orbit. I won't be able to come back from the break. The pastors, the rabbis, they went out and they actually blessed. There's a picture of them actually blessing an abortion center. Blessing murder. Think about that. They're actually, I can't believe, well, maybe they're not praying to the same God I do. I don't know. They declare the late term. Now, this isn't just as an abortion clinic. This is a late term abortion clinic. It's a holy place. And as I said to you before, I agree with them. It is a holy place. Just like a cemetery is a holy place. Wherever people die is a holy place. In Maryland, four Christian pastors at the end of January and a rabbi blessed a late term abortion facility, declaring it holy space, described by the Washington Post as an unusual interfaith ceremony. Interfaith, my God, how about inner space? You know, like, you know, like up in outer space, inner space. God. The blessing occurred at Leroy Carhart's new Bethesda, Maryland abortion facility, which is operating under the name abortionclinics.org. Now, Carhart previously committed late-term abortions in Germantown, Maryland. He's one of the most well-known late-term abortionists in the country. They used to call him a murderer. The Washington Post named Reverend Carlton Razee, Reverend Carl Jackson, and Reverend, what did I put that in there? Oh, Kerry Jackson, I'm sorry. And Carl Jackson and Reverend Barbara Gerlach as the Christian leaders who blessed the abortion center along with Rabbi Charles Feinberg. The Superior Court affirmed a woman's right to choose an abortion, but before the Supreme Court did it, God had already done so. Right? Because it affirms a woman's moral agency. He prayed that God would keep Carhart and his abortion staff safe and strong, and may they always know that all they do is for the glory. The glory of who? What God? The devil? Because the devil's called the god of this world. You know, his only claim that God is okay with this is that because God affirms a woman as a moral agency, which I don't find in the Bible. He doesn't affirm anybody as a moral agency. Right? You're created in God's image. Think about that. Now let's get past that for a second before I run out of time here. God says he knew you. Now, for you scholars, you go find it. I'm not telling you where it is. God says he knew you before you were in your mom's womb. That means you were of value to him. You were something. Think about it. And then you're going to take something that God set in motion, that God created. You're going to set that in motion, and then you're going to stop it because you know better than him, right? Are you seriously? Serious. And these people sang hymns over the place. I want you to know something. Go to the First Church of Satan. They sing hymns there, too. They have a field day. Just because a reverend, a pastor, a rabbi, an imam does something, doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make it holy. And it's guys like you and I, people like you and I, need to push back on these lunatics. You heard me. Lunatics. I'm Joe Basile, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live and Real Side Throw Up. I'll be back in a minute.